Welcome to IBC News. People in the audience, please give me a thumbs up if you can hear me this time. I can see my little lines indicating sound moving. Yay, there's a thumbs up. All right, things are working. Let's not get rugged by X this time. Thanks, guys, for joining. We'll give people a couple of minutes, the standard five, to roll in, and then we will just get at it. Appreciate you guys. If you can go down there and hit the hit whatever buttons you got to send out some likes and retweets for the space, get people rolling in. It helps us out tremendously. Excited to dive into the news this week, man. We've got some real activity going on. Oof, there's governance proposals all over the place. All right. Got the Korean team rolling in. Thanks for representing, guys. I always love to see it. Just a couple more minutes and we will be launching. Welcome, everybody, as you start rolling in. Nice to see you. We will be sharing the news in just a few. Man, I don't know about you guys, but it's been busy for me lately. This last week has had a lot of activity. It's exciting to be in this space when the activity levels go up. It's almost a little overwhelming, but it is exciting. It's always nice to see activity starting to cook in the atmosphere. All right, now we've got more Korean team rolling in. Now the Korean community is on fire. Welcome, guys. Nice to see you all. We will give it just a few more minutes. Not sure if Jacob is going to be joining us today, but if not, we will just get rolling without him. Snails, it's great to see you guys. Man, you guys have just been busy, busy. Love the work you guys are doing. It's awesome. We try to cross-promote you on Clue Media as much as we can because you guys are doing fantastic work for the community. It's the kind of stuff we like to support here at Clue Media. Just as a reminder for everybody, if this is your first time or if you forgot, we do send out a tweet storm after the show. So make sure you follow along Clue Media and get links to all the info. We try to encourage people to do their own research. We keep the news pretty much straight to the facts here at IBC News. We just want to give you guys the facts and the information to go find out how to research more yourself and draw your own conclusions. And we've recently expanded our medium to adding a paragraph newsletter. So there's also the opportunity to subscribe to the paragraph newsletter. And that's just another way for you to digest IBC news. So if you can't make the weekly show or if the tweet storm isn't your bag, maybe the paragraph newsletter will scratch the itch for you. So we'll get a link to that shared out as well after the show. And we do also have a Farcaster channel, which hasn't had a whole lot of engagement yet. But, you know, if you've been hearing some news about Farcaster and you're interested in joining in that ecosystem, see what's going on, we can we'll share some invite links to get you guys hooked up with joining the Farcaster community. Just some fun stuff. It's been kind of interesting learning about what's going on in that ecosystem. Got to try to bring some IBC news activity to the Farcaster community, though. They're pretty ETH-centric. All right, guys. Well, it is past 5 minute mark, so we are going to get rolling. Let's see what's been happening on the IBC lately. All right. So we've got Ethos is launching an Ethereum restaking service, much like what Babylon is doing with BTC. So Cosmos chains will be able to inherit the security from Ethereum stakers as they restake onto Cosmos chains. Pretty interesting. This whole restaking narrative is really starting to cook up. You'll see a handful of more items down the line about that. We've also got Toki Finance just completed their next milestone in their EBC adoption phase. So they just facilitated the cross-chain transfer of a Japanese stablecoin between Ethereum and BNB chain. So that's another step forward for IBC adoption, implementing other assets from different ecosystems, navigating the IBC. It's always exciting to see more opportunities for traffic. We've also got the company with combining the functionality of Hyperlane and Skip protocol, tools like Leap Wallet are able to provide a simpler one-click swap and bridge user experience. So if you've been utilizing Leap Wallet, you probably have come across this, but it's nice to see how IBC partners are enabling greater user experiences utilizing the simplicity of IBC bridging and the security of it. So yeah, definitely user experience improvements have been rolling out thanks to Hyperlane and Skip. They've been building some pretty cool stuff. And we've also, speaking of people building cool stuff, so the IBC protocol team has recently introduced the IBC Contributor Showcase. So this is going to be a quarterly highlight of notable contributors and the work that they've done for the ecosystem. So we'll share a link out to that first one, and it'll be fun to see what contributors get highlighted in the showcase. Exciting stuff. It's always good to draw attention. I mean, that's kind of what we do here at IBC News, but it's great to see, other protocols and teams putting the effort in to really showcase the work that's being done by developers in this ecosystem. A lot of times stuff gets missed because there's just so much going on. It's hard to keep up. We try to keep you informed here at IBC News, but you know, there's more going on than even we can wrap our heads around. So that's why we rely on you guys as the community. When you're out there, if you see interesting news, make sure you hit that hashtag IBC News and get it on our radar, because we want to make sure we're getting all the best news to you guys. So moving on to the Cosmos Hub, man, we've got a whole string of governance proposals that we're going to be going over. So this is the governance hot 5 minutes. Let's dive into it. All right. So on the Cosmos Hub, there is a proposal to signaling for support for adding the IBC rate limiting feature developed by Stride Labs. So this is intended to provide a mitigating component for any potential IBC exploits. The module provides upgradable customizability for individual rate limits for IBC assets on the Cosmos Hub. So approval of this will add the rate limiting module into the next upgrade. And there is a list of initial parameters that are specified in the prop. So definitely go check out the prop. We got a link to that after the show. See what those initial parameters are. Read up about this. Make sure it makes sense to you. And join in the discussion on the forum and get your votes out there for that, because that's a pretty interesting and I would say important feature to be considering. Rate limiting could potentially, save if there was an IBC exploit, that rate limiter could kick in and stop there from being, a massive dump all at once, and give, teams time to respond to that exploit before it just drains everything. Hopefully that never happens, but I always say plan for the worst and hope for the best. That is the way. So yeah, check out that proposal. We've also got the signaling proposal up for discussion on partial set security. So this goes into that restaking feature that we were discussing earlier. The partial set security would bring restaking functionality to the Atom Hub and allow it to leverage the restaking of assets like Ethereum and Bitcoin. So really interesting conversation. That discussion is very active. Highly recommend jumping in and checking out what people have to say for and against partial set security. The debate continues, but they are moving forward with it. Restaking is not going away. So this is a discussion that the community really needs to engage with. So jump in on that. Let your voice be heard. All right. So let's move on to Osmosis. So on Osmosis, we've got Astroport has a live governance prop to review the launch of the PCL pools on Osmosis and determine the appropriate incentives based on their analysis of volume and utilization. Really, really thorough prop by the Astroport team. So props to them, everybody involved in that. I would highly recommend checking out that report, see the analysis and what they're recommending for incentives. The Astroport Osmosis partnership with the PCL pools is really cool. Awesome stuff to see. So, yeah, great to have such great minds working together to make the liquidity situation on across the IBC ecosystem much more accessible to the user. We've also got a proposal up for adding the persistence liquid state contract to ensure trustless handling of the STK tokens on Osmosis and the apps on Osmosis that are utilizing these STK tokens. So STK tokens are persistence liquid staking tokens. And this contract just has some technical interactions with oracles and pricing and stuff. So jump into that discussion, see the details in the proposal, make sure you understand what that means, but sounds like a good step forward for ensuring the proper handling of these liquid stake tokens across the various apps in the Osmosis ecosystem. We've also got a prop on Osmosis for adjusting the uptime incentive default for supercharged pools. This is a really interesting proposal. I think that, you know, this discussion's been going on for a while, but glad to see it actually get into the voting stage. So this would push liquidity to be a little bit stickier and less mercenary. The idea is with the supercharged pools, you know, it's a concentrated liquidity and incentives are given out for every tick in the liquidity pool. And mercenary liquidity providers are able to just drop their liquidity in on specific ticks to get the incentive from that tick and then pull that liquidity back out and go utilize it somewhere else. And so that creates, lower overall volume in the liquidity pool because there's so much mercenary liquidity snagging all of this incentives. So this uptime incentive default would increase that to require liquidity to be in that position for at least a minute before they can start receiving incentives. And, you know, a minute's not that long of a time, but it makes a really big difference in how these mercenary liquidity providers are able to, you know, really take advantage of the concentrated liquidity system. So great proposal. Definitely jump in on that, read up on it, make sure you understand what that means. Any discussion around potential downsides should definitely be reviewed. But I'm excited to see this proposal go forward. I've been watching that discussion for a while. We've also got another signaling prop up to gauge community sentiment on using the Axel token that is sitting in the community pool for the PCL pool on Astroport. So interesting prop. Good to see the community thinking about how to utilize their community funds in ways that benefits the ecosystem. So check out that proposal and get your votes in on that. And we've also got, this was a really interesting one. So there's a suggestion up on the Osmosis forums for introducing volume splitting gauges for allocating incentives by shared assets. So the idea behind this is basically that this like live gauge system would be able to update incentives daily based on market demand rather than having to do like lengthy monthly manual reviews of the incentive structures on Osmosis. So, yeah, great proposal. to review on that one. Pretty complex concept, but if you read through the post on the forum, they lay it out real nicely. It makes a lot of sense. So I think this is a good proposal to get feedback from the community on. Make sure everybody is in favor of these volume splitting gauges to manage the incentives for liquidity pools on Osmosis. Moving on to Juno, we've got a proposal live for migrating ownership of the wind pool. So this is the WY Juno/Juno pool that was originally put up, and it was approved under the caveat that the Juno community would maintain ownership of this pool. And that was accomplished by creating a multi-sig was populated by a number of various ecosystem members that are well known and respected. And they've been kind of custodying this Juno pool on behalf of the Juno community. But now that we have the official sub-DAO structures and the council structures in place, the community is suggesting that we migrate that pool to a sub-DAO underneath the operations sub-DAO. And so the operations sub-DAO is underneath the overall community DAO. So by putting it in this like nested sub-DAO underneath the operations DAO, it effectively would be underneath the community control directly, as opposed to indirectly as it is now. So that's just Juno continuing to push the envelope with on-chain authority structures, which is fantastic. It's an amazing power of the ledger tech, distributed ledger technology, and Juno is consistently pushing the envelope in that regard. Awesome to see that. All right. Well, that is the blast of proposals. There's a few more we'll get to down the line, but that kind of concludes that stream right there. There's a lot of heavy proposals. So definitely check out the links afterwards and read more about it. There's too much depth for me to go into all of it all at once in this space. All right. So moving on to Stargaze, we've got the Stargaze has a Telegram bot called Microcosm Bot that is being built by Stu Bracken. And they just recently updated it to include staked Stargaze NFTs on DAODAO DAOs. And so basically what this means is that you can now utilize NFT DAOs on Stargaze to gate Telegram groups. So that's pretty cool. Fun advancement of community technology to enable NFT DAOs to have a little bit more control over their community discussions. So always things moving forward in the right direction there. We've got Injective now getting back to the restaking game. So Injective is hopping on the restaking train. They recently partnered with AltLayer to bring Ethereum security into their in-EVM, which is like a EVM rollup on the Injective chain. So now the EVM rollup on Injective is being secured, or is going to be secured by ETH that is being restaked onto that network. So restaking just continues to be the popular trend between modularity and restaking. Injective is hitting both the hype memes right there. We've also got a prop on Injective to increase max leverage for the BTC and ETH perps up to 20%. So volume has been increasing on those to the point where the team feels comfortable upping the max leverage limit on those a little bit. So that, take that for what you will. Onward, we've got Kava recently just went live with Binance integration on their EVM chain. So now USDT being brought in by Kava is directly linked to the Binance ecosystem. Just kind of closing the loop on that one. And we've also got Evmos has got a community prop live for sending out phase 4 of their liquidity mining incentives. They're in anticipation of the upcoming wormhole upgrade and marketing push. You know, they want this liquidity mining incentives to keep drawing people in as awareness is brought to the chain with these upcoming upgrades and activities. We've also got Celestia is utilizing the role chain, which is a project that is emphasizing facilitating the process of Cosmos chains using roll up modular technology. I don't know how to phrase that better, but essentially utilizing roll chain, Noble is now posting their data to Celestia. So that is going to increase the availability of Noble assets like USDC across all of the modular ecosystem that is expanding. So that's pretty cool. Noble USDC is definitely been a massive asset to the IBC ecosystem. So good to see them continuing to increase the availability of that asset. And that'll also increase the availability of future assets that Noble starts to onboard into the ecosystem. They're not just a USD one-stop shop. On to other exciting cross-chain activities. So the Polymer Labs founders recently did a space. So they're diving into they started a new series called the Substance Spaces. And so they're doing a deep dive into the substance of what they're building at Polymer. And they are joined by a handful of their investors in this first episode of the Substance Space to just dig into what exactly are these investors funding? What is being built at Polymer, and what are they going to use all of this this money that they just raised to build? So if you've been interested in Polymer and have questions about what they're building, this is probably a pretty informative space. There's also a blog where they summarized it. If you don't have the time to watch or listen to the whole space, you can just kind of breeze through the summary, but we'll get a link to that after the show. You can choose your avenue of consumption there. We've got the Check Network. Their CC DAO is reattempting a proposal that failed. This is kind of an interesting governance snafu. So the CC DAO put up a proposal for approving a program pilot called Shill of the Month. They just want a small amount of checked incentives to give out for individuals in the community who have gone above and beyond in terms of spreading the word about checked initiatives. They've been recently pushing their verified AI initiative pretty hard, among a few other things. And so they are really engaging the community, and they wanted to start a Shill of the Month program. And they actually had a pretty massive approval rating. I mean, there were hardly anybody voted no against it, but they just happened to miss the quorum by a slice. It was a really small, narrow window that they missed it by. So all things considered, the proposal looked like it was being approved. The community seemed in favor. I think there was just like some miscommunication with a couple of validators who didn't end up voting. They missed the time window or something, and so quorum didn't get hit. So they're doing another round on that. You know, it's just, to me, it was interesting because on-chain governance is tricky. Getting engagement is hard. You hit the wrong weekend where a couple of key people are on vacation or something, and you know, things just get missed. Having the right quorum set is definitely challenging, especially in an ecosystem where participants are coming and going, you know, so with so much variance. It's really hard to nail down how many people are going to be active on any given week. So sometimes you just kind of got to run through it twice, which, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you have to run through things twice. We'll get to that with Migaloo in a bit, but we'll save that one for later. On to OmniFlix, we've got community update number 94. Wow, they are approaching 100 community updates. OmniFlix just shipping like crazy. So community update number 4, they dropped some info on some of their infrastructure backend updates, as well as a new feature that I'm excited about, gated interactions. So OmniFlix TV is getting upgraded to gated interactions. It's going to enable some really interesting community-driven functionality for people using OmniFlix TV, which, if you aren't, it is the Web3 YouTube. All right, so we've got Shentoo Chain. They've got their open bounty system that they have built. They are currently offering a 15% boost in bounties for white hat hackers. So if you are interested and capable of doing some code review, I highly recommend checking out Shentoo's open bounty system. We'll give you the link after the show. You can get an extra 15% on top of the bounty being provided by the issuer, is going to be boosted in CTK, the local token of Shentoo chain. So that's a fun little option for all you white hat hackers out there. All right. Another fun, exciting news item. So we've got Archway just launched a new reputation system, which just gives me tingles to hear those words. I love reputation systems. So they are calling this the Drop Camp. Might have been seeing some news around the sphere about Drop Camp, or maybe some drop bears popping in here and there. So if you've been wondering what that's all about, just earlier today, they had a space recorded that covers all the details. So we've got the link to that we'll share after the show. And you can get all your questions answered about Drop Camp, Archway, Reputation, and probably a few other things. All right. We've also got Kujira platform just received the Fusion app. So Fusion is a launch platform that is geared for making early stage capital raises more accessible. So if you've got a project you've been cooking and you're at that point where you need money, Fusion has got the solution for you live on Kujira. All right, here's the Migaloo news I mentioned before. So everyone's probably been excited about Migaloo turning on the fee burn mechanism. Last week, we reported on the prop to turn the switch on, basically, and it got approved. Yay, everybody's excited. They flipped the switch, and the parameter was set to 0%. So there was a grand total of zero fees being burnt. So there is now currently a prop to adjust the fee burn parameter from 0% up to the 50% that was intended. So once this prop goes through, Migaloo will finally have fee burn enabled. Just another perfect example of how on-chain proposals sometimes don't go the way that you hope, and it requires a little bit of rework. But that's just the stage of things that we're in. It's all, we're all experimenting with governance right now. So, you know, mistakes happen. One second, having a microphone issue real quick. Oh my gosh. Sorry about that, guys. X spaces are crazy. So I have to launch the X space on the Clio Media's account on my phone because you can't launch spaces on desktop. And then I join as Triggs on my desktop so I can use the mic that actually sounds good. But I have to keep my phone connected to my Bluetooth headset because you can't turn off the speaker on X spaces on mobile. I don't know if anybody else has had this problem, but I'm completely unable to turn off the speaker. No matter what I mute, I turn everything down. You cannot stop the speaker on your phone from going. So you just have to connect it to a headset. Otherwise it just keeps blasting. And so you get like microphone cross feedback. Anyway, moving along, we got that nailed down. Boy, we're at 12:30. All right, guys, we got more news to run through. So I'm just gonna keep on trucking. All right. So news from Careem, our favorite resident chain. Careem some info about Careem providing grants for incentivizing the devs for exploring what smart tokens can do. So I just recently had a chat with some of the great folks down in the audience down here about smart tokens. I'm definitely interested in learning more about this. Sounds pretty intriguing. If you're a dev and you've been, taking a look at what smart tokens on Careem can do, there are some potential grant applications that you can explore. So definitely take a look at that. Hit up Chris from Careem Concepts down in the audience down there if you've got questions about that. And also we've got Careem Community DAO. Both of those guys know what's going on. So hit them up if you've got questions. And we've also got the XRPL Careem Bridge is live. So Sologenic is, I think, the first DEX on Careem to implement the Careem Bridge. So XRPL holders now have access to IBC chains and applications through Careem. So that is exciting for all of you XRP fans out there. Onward, we've got the Sentinel team is asking for community support for doing some stress testing. So they've got their new mobile apps for iOS and Android live for their decentralized VPN service. And they just filled up a faucet to allow people to withdraw some DVPN to pay for the subscription fees, just to get people on board with this new app and stress test it a little bit for them. So if you've been interested in DVPN and you want a chance to try it out for free, now's your opportunity. Jump in. We'll get the link to that after the show. And we've got Akash. So last week we talked about the proposal for the Akash Accelerate program, and that passed. So Akash is now starting the process of implementing the first Akash ecosystem public event. It's going to be going live in Austin, Texas. This is a summit for promoting everything about decentralized compute and decentralized AI, specifically around what Akash is building. So that will be super exciting. Other AI news, we've got Fetch. They just keep hosting hackathons left and right. Every time I turn around, I see another hackathon from Fetch. It's just amazing. And I'll just pull out one little tidbit because there's too much from all these hackathons to report on all of it. But this one was interesting. One of the hackathon participants created a tool called Megaloo, not to be confused with Migaloo. I'm not sure if they pronounce it differently, but it just looks like Megaloo. Maybe it's Megaloo. But this tool is for assisting AI-assisted medical diagnosis. I think it's intended for like medical self-diagnosis, you know, like a better version of WebMD. But then it also implements like a doctor search assistance. It'll help you diagnose yourself and also find you a doctor. That sounds terrifying, but also exciting. And might check that out the next time I accidentally cut my arm off, see if it can properly diagnose it. And other AI news, well, it's not really about AI, but it's a ride chain, our favorite AI chain. They just got listed on Shade Protocol, and Shade is going to be coming to Oridex next. So if you like AI and privacy, these two projects have got you covered. All right, guys, we are 4 minutes past 30 and we've just completed the news. Whew, that was a run through. All right. Thanks for hanging in there with me and surviving my technical difficulties. And we will get the links out after the show in the tweet storm. While you're out there throughout the week, don't forget to hit that hashtag IBC News. Get the word out. Help us find the stuff that's hot. We appreciate your assistance. Anything we miss, hey, that's on you guys. I can only do so much. So if I'm not covering the news you like, tell me what I'm missing. I need the help. And don't forget, we've got Paragraph newsletter. So if you want to get it sent straight to your email, we'll get a link for subscribing on that. And find us on Farcaster. Fun stuff happening in the ecosystem, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time and stay safe out there. We'll catch you next week.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Slits, dead ends, dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.